There you go, to Sound of Odyssey and Going Back to My Roots. And that was my last track of the evening, but I'll be back to you again tomorrow between 3 and 5.
Thank you. planes shot down two Libyan fighter jets over the Mediterranean earlier today, but accounts of the incident differ. The Americans say the Libyan jets were shot down after they attacked the American planes in international airspace. The Libyans claim eight American craft attacked two fighters on routine patrol over Libyan territorial waters. In Brussels, a special meeting of NATO ambassadors is discussing the incident. In Geneva, emergency talks by OPEC ministers to cope with the world oil glut are deadlocked. Libya and Venezuela have refused to accept a compromise price reduction to $34 a barrel sought by Saudi Arabia. French officials have said that the Iranian gunboat that was hijacked off the coast of southern Spain is now under the control of the French Navy and will be handed back to Iran. An official communique said the hijackers would not be extradited but would come under French law. The IUC say further detailed tests are to be made to try to establish the cause of death of 9-year-old Jennifer Cardi, whose body was found in a lake in County Antrim yesterday. The results won't be known until tomorrow at the earliest. An advance group of 650 young people left Rosslare on the St. Kilian this evening at the start of the Catholic Youth Council pilgrimage to Rome. They were led by Cardinal O'Fee and Bishop Casey of Galway. The weather forecast continuing rather cool, cloudy and windy. Outbreaks of rain in the north, persistent and heavy at times, will later extend southwards. And there's a warning of southwest to west gales.
From the studios of Kildare Community Radio, the voice of Kildare. A sale of work in aid of the Old Folks Fund will be held at Kilcullen on September the 6th this year. That is, on September the 6th of this year in Kilcullen, a sale of work in aid of the Old Folk Fund. Cadets of Nace Branch of the Order of Malta are presently on their annual camping holiday. They spend a week at Curraclough, County Wexford. On Sunday the 23rd of August, North Kildare Trout and Salmon Anglers Association will hold its annual lake competition. The venue is Loch Sheelan. This is the annual autumn competition for the Sean McManam Perpetual Cup. The Leinster branch of the Irish Trout Fly Fishing Association hold its qualifying competition for the 1982 National Championships on Sunday, August the 30th. The venue is Loch Owl near Mullingar. Competition commences at 11:30 a.m. From September the 7th to September the 12th, a section of the Salons Road in Nace will be closed to certain traffic to allow laying of pipes for the local sewerage scheme. Heavy vehicles will be diverted. Local traffic will not be affected by the work in progress. And now for some GAA fixtures. In Alamut on Thursday, August 20th at 7:30 in the Hayden Cup Senior Football Semi-Final, we have Road County Offaly versus Éire Óg County Carlow. The two teams contending, Road from Offaly and Éire Óg from County Carlow, in the Hayden Cup Senior Football Semi-Final in Alamud on August the 20th, commencing at 7:30. In the Robertstown Gaelic Football Club Crofton Cup Tournament, the final will take place tonight, Wednesday the 19th of August at 7:30. Alamud versus Robertstown at 6:15. Presentation of trophies afterwards in the Barge Inn in Robertstown. On Sunday, August 23rd, a field day will take place in Killinagh. That's the field day at Killinagh at 2 p.m. on Sunday, August the 23rd, and Kildare Community Radio will attend at this particular field day. And Rosebery Community Field Day in Drogheda will take place on August the 23rd at 2:30 p.m. That is Rosebery Community Field Day in Drogheda on August the 23rd, commencing at 2:30 p.m. The field day will take place on August the 23rd also in Brannockstown. This will take place at Canalway Bridge and will commence at 2 p.m. That is the Brannockstown field day on Sunday, August the 23rd at Canalway Bridge, Brannockstown. This coming Sunday, August 23rd, annual pony races will take place at Moor Abbey in Monasterevin. The Kildare branch of CARE will hold an open day at the Japanese Gardens Kildare on Sunday, August the 23rd also. Listeners, don't forget bingo every Monday night in the Big Gym in Royston, Drogheda, for £100 in prizes to be won. It starts every Monday night at 8:45 p.m. A five-a-side soccer tournament recently run with much success has been reorganised to raise funds to send local handicapped children to Lourdes. It takes place in Parkland, Nace, and entry forms can now be had from the following: Martin Hughes of 112 Sartor Road, Nace, or Martin Burke of 60 Sartor Park, Nace. So why not get a team together now in for this competition? Don't forget, it's for a worthy cause to send local handicapped children to Lourdes. On Saturday, the 22nd of August, in Dagwell's Music Bed, Dennis Moran, a night out in aid of Paddy Lawler, Earl of Allen, for the Robertstown Gaelic Football Club. And on Thursday, the 24th of September, in Pat Dowling's A Prosperous Country Western with Dermot Hegarty. That is on Thursday, the 24th of September, Country and Western Music with Dermot Hegarty, on the 24th of September in Pat Dowling's. Robertstown Community Council hold a meeting tonight, Wednesday, August 19th, at the hotel in Robertstown. Don't forget, listeners, tonight, Wednesday 19th, at the hotel in Robertstown, Robertstown Community Council meeting. The Crofton Cup Senior Football Final takes place this evening, the 19th, at Robertstown. The contenders are Alamud versus Sarsfields, and this commences at 7:15 p.m. A ballot session in aid of Kilmeade Branch of Care will take place in Dowling's of Prosperous on Thursday the 10th of September, hours 8:30 to 11:30, presenting Tom MacDonald's Band. A free draw on admission tickets, value £300, admission £1. For tickets, phone 76203. That is ballot session in aid of Kilmeade Branch of Care in Dowling's of Prosperous on Thursday the 10th of September. The Munster Fila will take place at Milltown on August 30th at 2 p.m. The Fila is in aid of the Gaelic Football Club and the School Building Fund. Kildare Community Radio will attend at the field. There will be a social evening in Milltown Hall that same night. Ballyshannon Sports Day takes place on August the 30th this year in Tom Brennan's field. Dance the night away in Ballyshannon Hall, music by Dermot Whelan's band. The Nace Rugby Club have now recommenced training on Tuesday and Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. at their grounds in Fornoughts. All new members are welcome. And we have a report here which states that the Alamut Youth Club is present to close, which shall reopen on September the 7th with their AGM. St. Kevin's Athletic Club presents the election of the Mayor of Timahoe. Candidates in the forthcoming election are Bill Lawler, Jim Casey, Marie Klusky, Pat Cosgrove, Pauline Flynn, Joe Fox, Rose Kane, Seamus Keeley and Anne McGee. The draw for prizes and inauguration of the new mayor will take place at the club dance, Dowling's of Prosperous, on Friday, September the 11th. And prizes are as follows. First prize, a weekend for two in any Ryan Hotel plus £40 each. Second prize, a portable black and white TV. And third prize, a £50. Lines are only 10 pence each and 5 for 50 pence. So why not support a candidate now in the election of the Mayor of Timahoe? On Sunday, the 6th of September, Clangory Field Day. There will be numerous sideshows and a raffle for a cake. That is Clangory Field Day on Sunday, the 6th of September. Admission, adults 50 pence, children free, and teas available on the field. Irish Ropes Pitch and Putt Club present the Galaglass Cayley Band and Anna McGoldrick in the new Jim Royston this coming Friday, the 21st of August, hours 9:30 to 12:30. Admission £2. There will also be an old-time waltz and two-hand reel competition. That is the Irish Ropes Pitch and Putt Club in the new Jim Royston this coming Friday, hours 9:30 to 12:30. Admission £2. And for those who may have missed it, here are the results of the Clangory 200 Club Draw, the August results. First prize of £75, Declan Casey of Allen. Second prize, £10, Tom Donnelly Black Trench. Third prize of £5, George Nutterfield of Alamud. And the fourth prize, Marcella Campbell of Cara. Seller's prize goes to PJ Early of Clangory. That is the Clangory Gaelic Football Club 200 Club Draw, August results. Listeners, over the past 2 years of continuous service, we broadcast news on behalf of community groups sporting and other organizations throughout the Kildare region concerning activities in their area. Now, this is a service to the community which is absolutely free of charge. You may write or call to us here at Kildare Community Radio, St. Martin's House, Nace, or phone us at 76209 and we will put your message across to the people of Kildare. We are also interested in your taking part in live discussions here in the studios of Kildare Community Radio, or if you so wish, we can arrange for our interviewers to call on you. That completes today's news around the county from the studios of Kildare Community Radio, the voice of Kildare, HL Radio Winter, Kildare.
Trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on a nightmare. And it was summertime. Sweet summertime,
good music dedications and requests. My name is Adrian and you're very welcome along to the program. It's 5:11 right now and you are listening to Kildare's one and only community radio station, Kildare Community Radio, broadcasting to the people, for the people of Kildare, 10 a.m. till 12 midnight, 7 days a week.
Man, so we spell out the words we don't want them to understand, like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E, but the words we're hiding from them now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes mine of the day. Me and little J-O-D will be going away. I love you both and this will be pure H-E-double-L for me. His fifth birthday, and he thinks C-U-S-T-O-G-Y spelled on our play. I spell out all the hurting words and turn my head when I speak, 'cause I can't spell.
Nice one there from Tommy Wynette, and it's called Divorce. It's 5:14 right now, and a very special request going out for Paul Jenkins, I believe, and Terry, and Lawler, and well, and Antoinette Sheridan as well, and Bob McSweeney, and Siobhan Houlihan, and Brisley. And we're going to go down memory lane with these gentlemen, collectively known as the Beatles. That's a good one. It's called Get Back.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in
back to where you once belonged.
Back in time, and a hit single from them called Get Back. Many thanks to Mick Darcy for giving me along the LP. 5:16 right now, and you're very welcome along to the program. That's going out for Paula Jenkins and Jerry Lawler, and Antoinette Sheridan and Bob McSweeney, and Siobhan Houlihan as well, and Brisley. Also dedicating that one, Margaret Lynch from Raheem's, and she's 18 today. And happy birthday to you, Margaret. That comes in from Alice and Josie.
Thanks, Mo.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group, and I hope we pass the audition.
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember.
It's a good one there from Mr. Tom T. Hall, and it's called The Year That Clayton Delaney Died. Going out from the moorings of 2450 Suncroft. And would you please wish Pauline Moore and every good wish as you're going back into Dr. Stephen's hospital. And I wish you all the best, Pauline. I hope you get on well. And you're going in on the 24th, so we do hope everything will go well for him. So do I, Pauline. Hope you enjoy that particular track too. That comes in from Daddy and Mammy, sisters and brothers. And thank you very much for the letter as well. Well, if Christy Nolan is listening in, or any member of the Mountain Men group from Dunlap, would you please ring 76209 as soon as possible? That's Christy Nolan, or any member of the Mountain Men group from Dunlavin, would you please give us a ring here at 76209 immediately, please. And Nice Case Block Action Group are holding a ballot session in Dowling called Prosperous this morning.